It's the dry bean scene. The dry bean scene is sponsored in part by SRS Commodities and Heads Up Crop Protectants. President of Green Valley Bean Company, John Berthold, gives us a breakdown of dry bean acres in Minnesota and North Dakota.
This year, pinto bean planted acres were up about 43% from 2023 across Minnesota and North Dakota. Black bean planted acres were up 67%, with the majority of that coming from Minnesota. Minnesota jumped up almost double from what they planted last year. Kidney bean acres, dark reds, were also up about 40% from last year, a 15,000 acre increase. Light red kidneys were basically even, up 1% from year over year. And finally, navy bean acres. Navy beans were down 20% and have been on a steady decline since 2022. They were down about 17,500 acres.
What does the distribution look like?
Just a breakout of just the distribution of acres across North Dakota and Minnesota. Pinto beans make up 58% between black beans, navy beans, dark red kidney, and light red kidney acres. They're a pretty small percentage. Kidney bean acres amount for about 7.5% of the total in the region.
How was the quality of the crop this year, John?
Black beans are overall a very, very good quality this year. Maybe a little light on moisture, but in general, very, very nice quality. Pinto beans, good quality as well. Color may be off a little bit, but generally very good quality. Kidney beans, I've been in the kidney beans in Minnesota for over 30 years, and I think this is probably the best overall quality crop that I've seen in 30 years. Just a very, very good quality crop. Size is maybe down ever so slightly. That's due to the dry condition, but again, very, very good quality crop.
This update brought to you in part by BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. It's the dry bean scene.